You are listening to the Keith Craft Podcast. Get ready to think better and be encouraged through weekly episodes created with you in mind. We hope you enjoyed this episode.
Thank you for joining me on the Keith Craft Podcast today, and I'm Keith Craft, and it's great to be with you. It's an honor to be able to share this time with you and hopefully help you develop in your overall leadership journey, your thinking, your being, your doing as a leader. And we're talking in 2021, particularly about leadershipologies every day. And I'm just doing a 5-minute teaching on different subjects that I've written leadershipologies about or quotes about that relate to life and bringing them into a leadership context. And really, that's what leadershipologies are. They're a leadership thought about a particular word that become a sentence that hopefully helps just you navigate your life and grow as a leader yourself. So we're talking about the power of the Bible. I've been talking about not only some of the facts, interesting facts about the Bible, but I've been giving leadershipologies, my own leadership thoughts about what the Bible is about and how the Bible can be applied into your life and just from a leadership perspective. So here's the leadershipology of the day. If you will hear the word and do the word, so if you will hear the Bible and do the Bible, you will find that you will have a word when you most need it. So King David said, here's the TBQ, the thought behind the quote. King David said, "Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." The Bible says in Psalms 119, verse 11, verse 105, verse 112, that when you plant the word of God in your heart, it's a supernatural seed that's planted in the soil of your spirit. It illuminates from the inside out to give clarity when you need direction and perspective in your own process. I've inclined my ear to perform your statutes forever to the very end. Psalms 119, verse 112, David said. So when you hear the word of God, your faith will be elevated to do the word of God. As you daily do the word of God, the ways of the word, or Jesus, who became the word, the Bible says in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God, and the same was in the beginning with God. And Jesus became the word of God. He became the word manifest in the world. So as you daily do the word, the ways of the word or the ways of Jesus will become instinctive in your life. And when the word becomes instinctive in your daily modus operandi, you will have the word when you need it. So sometimes we don't know what to do. Sometimes we don't know which way to go. Sometimes we don't know what decision to make. Sometimes we don't know the best decision to make. And so again, the leadershipology for today is, if you will hear the word and do the word, you will find that you have a word when you most need it. So when I think about the Bible, when I think about the word of God, I totally identify with what King David, who again was Jesus' great, 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 great grandfather, he said, "Your word have I hidden in my heart that I might not sin against you." In other words, I want God's word in my life so that what comes out of me is the word of God. And then he goes on to say, "Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light to my path." God wants his word to guide your way. God wants you to not only have a lamp to your feet. Literally, there was a lamp that oftentimes in Bible times that this symbolized that a light around their feet so that they wouldn't be bitten by snakes or so they would not stumble. But then that light becomes a path. And that's what the word of God is. It becomes a lamp unto our feet, a light unto our path. And then as we do what David said, we incline our heart to perform the word. In other words, to actually live the word and prove the word, that the word works in our life every day. So when you hear the word, your faith will be elevated to do the word. As you daily do the word, the ways of the word, Jesus will become instinctive in your life. And when the word becomes instinctive in your daily modus operandi, you will have the word that you need when you need it. God bless you today.
Thank you for listening to this episode of the Keith Craft Podcast. For more information on personal coaching, masterminds, and other leadership resources, go to keithcraft.org. You can also stay connected by following @KeithCraft on all social platforms.